I'm going to invite you, if you have your Bibles, to open it up to Galatians chapter 5 before we read the two scripture passages. And open those up so that way you can kind of look through Galatians 5 as we talk through. So Galatians chapter 5, if you don't have a Bible with you, you'll probably find one in the pew in front of you. So I'm going to start with the Acts passage, Merle. And there's a passage in Acts chapter 1. It says, "He said to them, 'It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.'" Acts chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. And then in Galatians 5, verse 25, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." The word of God for the people of God. Yeah. And Acts and Galatians 5, it talks a lot about what the Spirit is, especially the second half of that chapter. And we're told to keep in step with the Spirit, and our walk in Christ is to follow the cadence that the Holy Spirit sets for us. In Acts chapter 1, as we read, you know, before they were to go anywhere to be witnesses, they were to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them. You know, that was to prevent the apostles and the others to going out just doing their own thing, doing what they thought was right, what they thought was the best way. Instead, they were wait for the Spirit of God to come upon them. And then by the Spirit's power, the Spirit's direction, they were to be witnesses throughout the whole world. If each one of us sets our own cadence, our own tempo, it becomes something of unorganized and lacks unity. But by the Spirit, we're to continue in unity together. So I asked this the first thing. How many of you, anybody here ever been in a marching band? Four over here. Carol, five. I'll count her. Carol, we're not going to count Carol. So. You know, if you watch a marching band, before they walk on the field or off the field, were any of you drummers? Oh, we got a drummer. We had no drummers in the first service. Yeah, were you the one that set the cadence? Yep, see, there you go. See, he would be drumming so that they would all march in unison together onto the field or off the field, or if they're moving down the street in a parade and they're not playing one of the musical selections, the drummers would keep a beat going so that they're walking in beat in unison together. I know he was also in the military. How many were you in the military? Okay. Wayne. Everybody told me in the first service they couldn't share this in church. Do you remember the cadence, the things that you would say when you were marching? Can you share those in church this morning?
Yes, some I can share.
Okay, let's hear one of them.
One would be, "Hey, there, ain't no use of looking down, got no discharge on the ground."
Ain't no use of looking down, you have no discharge on the ground. You had a good home in your left. You had a good home in your left. You're right. He was in the Navy. They were cleaner than the Army guys that we had. Do you remember any?
I don't remember them offhand, but they weren't good.
He doesn't remember them, but he knows that he couldn't share those in church. So, you know, the military, that was a traditional call that was used when they were running or marching in formations and off. Sometimes it was into a song. And it was to keep the platoon synchronized and moving in formation. You know, there was more to the cadence than just that. It also kept them motivated, and it would inspire them to push through fatigue and help build morale. And one person was sharing with me at first service, one of the things it did is it helped them to breathe when they were running together. It would help with the breathing and the passage of that. So, you know, the military would establish cadence to keep everybody moving in unison together and walking together. And so, you know, a couple of the cadence things I looked up that I could share in church. One I remembered because an old John Wayne movie in the military, an old cavalry western, was A Yellow Ribbon. Remember that song? you know, around her hair, she wore a yellow ribbon. She wore it in the springtime in the early month of May. Do you remember that? You know, that was a song, a cadence that could be sung. Another one was, they say that in the army, the pay is mighty fine. They give you $100 and they take back 99. They say that in the army, the coffee's mighty fine. It looks like muddy water and it tastes like turpentine. So, yeah. Different rhymes, different things to keep as you're moving, that you're walking together, you're staying in step. And, you know, and a cadence is a rhythm that keeps everyone in step together, much like a metronome during a musical thing. You know, you have the metronome beats out a regular beat so that everybody's playing at the same pace, you know, and you set the metronome to a certain speed and everybody plays at that speed. I know I can have a tendency, if I'm playing with people with a guitar, that, go ahead, you can tell them. Mark can tell you, my problem is sometimes I start speeding up. So I need to hear that metronome, that clicking or whatever, that keeps me without getting ahead of him or racing ahead, you know, or pushing everybody farther ahead. And you know, Ruth Ivy will testify to this. You know, one of the problems with you people as a congregation, this is true of all congregations pretty much, but one of the problems that you people do, who said that? Oh, Merle back there, yeah. That's because he's related to Ruth. She's told him before. She's probably squawking. You guys drag the hymns, you know, and poor Carol over there trying to play, and next thing you know, you guys are slowing it down. You're slowing it down. You need to have that metronome clicking in your head to stay up. And sometimes it's hard for the pianist or the organist to really take control to keep you guys in step and in tune. You know, we're known to do that. So we need to make sure that we're told to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. And don't attempt to drag him down or force him to speed up. You know, we become the ones that are out of step, out of the rhythm, and the music doesn't play well in our lives. And even when we try to slow it down or speed it up, the Holy Spirit, you know, I think he's stronger than you. He doesn't change his rhythm. He doesn't change his beat. So you start to look out of step if you're not with him. So how do you set and learn the cadence of the Holy Spirit so that you keep in step with the Spirit's song? We need to start by, first of all, playing the same song that the Spirit's singing. You know, in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 24, it talks about what song the Spirit's singing. But too many times we sing a different song, and we sing the ones mentioned in Galatians 5, 16 to 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Too many times we're walking in step with the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Too many times we're working on the wrong song. The Spirit's singing one song, and we're working on a different song. And the two don't jive together. But the song the Spirit sings is found in verses 22 through 24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. That's the song that the Spirit is singing. That's what we're to keep in step with. To do that, we need to get the Spirit's song, love, joy, peace. We need to get that song stuck in our mind, in our heart. Ever have a song get stuck in your head? You know, there's times that there's certain songs that just because of kind of rhythm and the words that they get stuck in your head and you want them to stop and they just won't. Do you guys, you're all old enough, do you remember, I forget her name, Lamb Chop and Sherry Lewis, Lamb Chop and Sherry Merle, do you want to play her song for us?
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
You can sing it along with it.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
That's enough, guys.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
How do I turn you off?
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Okay,
some
okay. I get the joke.
Idea.
This is the last time, right? This is it.
You can thank me for that later, because that's probably going to be stuck in your head this afternoon, right? And if not, and you're with somebody, just look at them and say, this is the song, and put it right back into their head to make sure it's there. So you know, certain songs, because of what they are, they get stuck in your head. Somebody said, you know, It's a Small World After All can be stuck in your head. And, one time I was at a conference and I went with another guy and we went to Disney World. And we were having, and he pointed out where that ride was. And he said he had friends that were on that ride and it broke down. Well, they were way back in. And they kept telling everybody, stay in the car so for your own safety. They were stuck in there for 2 hours with that song playing, It's a Small World, After All. He said it was months that song was stuck in their head. You know, we need to get the song of the Spirit stuck in our heads. You know, we need to make sure that what our mind is reflecting on is the Spirit's song. And to do that, we need to be continuously focusing upon the fruit of the Spirit. We need to let the fruit of the Spirit play over and over and over and over again in our lives. You know, and we do that through consistently taking time to be in the presence of God. Learning to hear His voice. The cadence that the Spirit sings. Listening for that. You know, it says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We need to be silent, to silence all the other noise and listen for the Holy Spirit to be speaking to us. Drown out all the other noises and rhythms of the works of the flesh. You know, we need to be persistent continuously in the practice of the things of God and let it become a new habit. You know, we have the old habit, the works of the flesh, you know, as what it says there in Galatians, what the works of the flesh are, all those different things listed. We have those down pretty well. We've learned those over the years, all types of things. So we need to learn a new habit that places the fruit of the Spirit within our lives. We need to be not just persistent, but stubborn in following the Spirit in our life. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, the works of the flesh, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We need to have our minds transformed, our lives transformed, the Holy Spirit to be the one that gives us the cadence, the step, the what we walk to, so that as our thinking and as our thoughts and as our lives are established with new thought patterns and habits of living. Now, according to the Journal of Social Psychology, they say it takes on average, 66 days for a behavior to become automatic, a new habit. 66 days, a little bit over 2 months. But that's the average. In other words, for us, you know, the Holy Spirit, for the things of the Spirit, it takes 66 persistent, consistent days of focusing on the fruit of the Spirit. But again, that's the average. He said it can be anywhere from 18 days to 254 days, two-thirds of a year, to form a new habit. And part of that depends on how deeply ingrained the habit, the old thing that you're trying to break, the new habit you're trying, how deeply ingrained is that for you to overcome it? We've got the works of the flesh pretty well deeply ingrained within us. So that means we need to consistently that's just for a habit. We need to consistently be working longer, meaning that continuously for the rest of your life, seeking to hear and to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, to stay in step with the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness. Against such, there's no law. Self-control. Flesh is so deeply ingrained. We need to be persistent in listening for the cadence, listening for the song of the Spirit, and walking in step with that. We have to daily pursue those things. Now, marching in cadence is easiest if you're marching with somebody. I asked, and Jim Tutwiler said this morning, he said, what happened, Wayne, what happened if you didn't keep in step?
In the Navy, they had what they called a goon platoon. And if you goofed up too much, you would hear what they called a goon platoon.
The goon platoon, if you messed up, were you ever in the goon platoon?
Probably once in a while, very sick.
Ed, what happened to you in the military if you...
Didn't get all the waving. There was always a bass drum playing. And when you heard the boom of that, that was your left foot. If you got out of step, you hear the boom, boom.
And what happened if you were out of step?
The shot sergeant would yell at you.
The sergeants would yell at you. Or the ones around you would say, get in step. Jim Tutwiler said either the guy ran over you from the behind or the drill sergeant started beating you with a stick. So you know, the goon platoon, people, you know, others around you, you had the sound. You know, it's easiest for us to walk in the Spirit if we're marching with someone else. You know, a small group I was in recently, and we were challenged to have others building into our lives, helping us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and also be building into the lives of someone else. The phrase was used, who do you have in your life with more fruit on their tree than you got? Think about that with the fruit of the Spirit. Who do you have in your life who has more fruit on their tree than you have? And are they helping you? Are you listening to them? And who is it that's around you that doesn't have as much fruit as you've got? Are you helping them? In a sense, just as Ed said, you're the one bringing the beat of the bass drum to them to help them get in step, or you're part of the goon platoon to help come back together to get it figured out. You know, you need to have a drill instructor in your life, and you need to be a drill instructor for somebody else. And that's not out of anger and irritation, but it's out of love to say, keep in step with the Spirit. You ever had, I know all of you, you've been with small kids, and you've been going someplace. How many times have you turned around and said, come on, catch up or get up here with us? Or maybe it's the other way around. Slow down. You wait for us. Don't keep running ahead. You get back here with us. You know, that's what we need to do with each other, is to keep us together, marching in unity with the Spirit. Keeping in step with the Spirit. As it said in Acts, wait for the Spirit to come upon you. For the church, this church, for the worldwide church, to be fruitful in accomplishing its mission, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, we must pursue the Holy Spirit and stay in step with him. We need to keep listening to hear the tempo, the beat, the music that he plays, and walk according to it. When we walk in step with the Spirit, there will be changes that will come into this world. Just as it started in Acts chapter 2, as you saw the good news of the gospel being proclaimed by those who had come under the tempo of the Holy Spirit, the world started changing because the Spirit was within them. Allow the Spirit to be in you and listen for his cadence. Let's pray together. Father, help us see great things accomplished in this world. Help us, Lord, to have our ears opened that we might feel and sense your song, that we might march to. In Jesus' name.